Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB playoffs are on and rolling. The first of the three elimination games. You can catch that right here at Buffalo Wild Wings here off Washington Avenue. The Guardians and the Tigers, they've been playing tight games all three, and they're in another tight one, 1-1 in the sixth right now. The winner moves on to the ALDS. You can watch that right here. Although Tyler says he's not watching it, I believe Tyler is hate watching the Yankees. There's no way. That
not a second.
I believe you. You're not hate watching them?
Nope.
Y'all ain't hate watching the Yankees?
I loved hearing about them crumbling game one, but nope.
You got the Yankees, and then you got Bregman playing for the Red Sox. Y'all not hate watching them? I just got to believe you are. I really do. It's all right, but they get going later on. They've got the last one tonight, but as I said, TV's all the way around here at Buffalo Wild Wings. You can catch.
That was a hell of a game last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Jazz Chisholm, who somehow got benched the night before.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is exactly why it's so damn silly. Right. Obviously, he is an extreme example of a guy you would never sit no matter what. I mean, with his numbers and who he is. But last night is a perfect example. As they were making the point of – the point was all the Yankees had a hit at that point except for him, I think is what it was. And,
yeah.
And that point they were making was, well, he didn't play yesterday, so he didn't get the looks kind of deal.
And he got a walk.
As he walks, and then promptly shows you why he should never be left out of the lineup.
Because he could just get on base, and in Yankee Stadium down that short porch, he could score from first.
Which he did.
Can we just be honest about Jazz? Mm. How much weed does that young man smoke?
A lot.
What makes you think that?
And it's no judgment. There's just
how
signs.
Much we. It just.
I just I know said, what's the indicator.
Them lips. Listen.
What's wrong with his lips?
them lips. Hey, listen, Jazz man.
Are they dry?
They dark as hell.
They're dark.
I sit back and I have been smoking in the Bahamas. Somehow he found his way to Wichita, Kansas at the age of 12 and slid over there. But I look every time I see Jazz, I'm thinking that Jazz is he's hitting it daily.
If he is a smoker, he had all the reason to smoke the hell out of it the previous 48 hours.
He probably went in there every time I see Jazz, we was in there watching. I said, Courtney, look at that. When the last time you think he smoked? She said, who? I said, look at the TV. She said, oh, damn. Just pull up a picture of Jazz Chisholm. Just look at him. He can't hide it in his regular photo. Just pull it up. And you're like, damn. He looked like he got a long thumbnail. But my man Jazz, dude, got that long. Jazz got that long thumbnail. All right. I said this. Ooh, thank you. I said this on the other side. Who do you have more confidence right now that could actually win the SEC? And by the way, I guess first before we start it, Tyler, you're not allowed in this portion of it.
That's fair.
Do we believe both Texas and Texas A&M are teams that are legit capable of winning the SEC?
No.
Sorry.
Hey, I mean, look what we've seen from Texas. No, I mean, there's no reason to believe that they can win the SEC, no.
You don't think so? So you wouldn't put them in a category of as a team that you're like, all right, yeah, they can win the SEC. You don't see that. You need to see You're not ready to
do that. No, no, no. Look, I hadn't studied every game that they've played, but every time I've turned the TV on against far lesser opponents, I don't see a team that I believe is gonna play for an SEC championship this year. I don't see a quarterback that's going
to
get them there.
Know your answer to this,
I don't see offensive speed that's going to get them there.
Longhorn Nation.
I just don't see it. I don't see their problems getting fixed as quickly as some would like.
Yeah. I guess we'll learn. I mean, I don't know what we'll learn against Florida, but they got Oklahoma. They're without their quarterback too.
Well, I mean, look, you go to Florida and you play well and you put up some points and you go on the road and win by double digits and their defense is absolute money. Their defense is going to keep them in damn near every game.
Because they're both of these teams, as I said, A&M and Texas, both of them are in the top 10.
Yeah.
A&M 6, Texas 9. They both have played a tough opponent. And I guess A&M's played two tough opponents, if you count Auburn. Yeah. They went on the road and won at Notre Dame, and then they lost at Ohio State, but they haven't really played anybody since then. So you would say A&M. You'd be more comfortable thinking A&M would
be. Yeah, look, I think A&M right now is on a trajectory to play in that game and have a chance to win it. I think their quarterback's playing really, really good right now. His quarterback should be in the Heisman talk at this point in time. The team has won some tough games. The product at A&M right now is pretty convincing. So yeah, if I had to pick right now, if I had to bet on one of those teams winning,
I certainly trust their quarterback.
Did you say
more.
Going to or winning it? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just going to it.
Yeah. You can compete for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would go with the Aggies right now for sure, based off what we've seen this year. And I got to go home and sleep with a Longhorn.
Yeah, text line coming in. Clint, you tripping? LOL. Hook 'em. I definitely trust Tyler. I definitely.
I'd rather my wife be happy than Tyler be happy. But I'm just telling you.
I'd rather my wife be happy than Tyler. I trust right now. I trust Reed more than I trust Arch. Clearly, from what we've seen, especially in the big game he's had to play in. Now, I look at the numbers and I watch the game, Tyler, and I still don't know how they just scored 16 points against Auburn.
That game was weird, man.
It was weird. I don't know how they just scored 16 points. I mean, the numbers wouldn't say that, but I trust them more, and I think right now we'll see. I think Texas has to do something in this little middle part they have in their schedule to kind of – and they've got opportunities. Like we said, they got Florida coming up next. They got Florida, Oklahoma, and then they get into that stretch where they play Georgia and A&M. Two of the last three games.
Look, you got two games to prove that you belong, and the narrative can change if you're Texas. These are schools that if you're going to compete for an SEC championship and if you're going to compete for a national championship, you should win these games, especially with Oklahoma's quarterback down. These are games that a championship caliber Texas team that has all the pieces should go handle these games on the road and show that you're beyond those early season growing pains and you're Texas of last year. And the narrative can change. But right now, no, I mean, there's not – I mean, you look up in the score in the second half and they're playing a Division II team and they scored 14 points, 13 points.
Was it
points.
A D2 team?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was a UTEP?
No disrespect.
Was it
no,
UTEP?
No disrespect.
Damn, are you trying to – but yeah, you just ran UTEP.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – and then you're flexing over Sam Houston. I mean, that's not a real convincing product right now.
So that's interesting. You don't see Texas as – like they're in the top 10 with one loss. You don't think they're a big threat to win the SEC right
now?
No, not right now.
Not right now. No, I don't. Not right now. I mean, it's the luck of it here is it's not a typical Georgia team. It's not a typical Alabama team.
Yeah, Ole Miss looks like they may be the best team.
Right, yeah. I mean, and even that's not, well, at least beginning of the year with the backup quarterback going, that's not a typical Ole Miss team, right? You look at what's going on at Tennessee. Their quarterback leaves and go to UCLA. They may be better off because of it, but it's not your typical SEC right now, and so it's there for the taking.
LSU, who has looked good at
times.
Defensively, yeah. They're off. It feels like they should be scoring more than they do.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's a wide open year in the SEC, and I think when you talk about teams that aren't who they were expected to be this year thus far.
South Carolina, too.
But I think Texas is in that group. I think right now A&M is in a group of, yeah, we thought they were going to be pretty damn good, and we thought they could compete if this, this, and this happened. And it looks like this, this, and this has happened at A&M, and they're playing good ball while everybody else is out there struggling. Not everybody's not struggling, obviously, but it's just not your same old Georgia, Alabama, LSU, you know, SEC. The landscape has changed a bit, and A&M seems to be rising to the top, and Texas is struggling right now.
Cream always does.
We'll see. Listen, Tyler, I trust A&M more. But their schedule too, man. That A&M schedule, that's the tripping point there. Where, I mean, like, you know, they're like, my wife believes Missouri's got a shot. You know, out there with what they've done. Somehow they have played their first five games all at home. I've never seen that. But I mean, A&M's got that stretch where they play, you know, they play LSU, Missouri, South Carolina, Samford, and Texas to end the season. Well, that's a tough stretch right there, and we'll see what they look like coming out of that. But someone said UT is going for going to be a four loss team this year. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not ready to trust them. I'm not ready to trust them offensively. I'm not ready to trust them offensively yet.
I can see it.